It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Los Angeles has reclaimed its place at the top as the city with the worst traffic in the country. That's according to a report from a company called INRIX, which makes systems that handle traffic data. And it doesn't surprise me, Steve, because a couple of days ago it took me 2 hours to get 6 miles. That would be 3 miles an hour on average.
I noticed people in Los Angeles are very comfortable with that. They're just very
not
relaxed.
At all. We're so uncomfortable. And NPR's Kirk Sigler reports no one will be surprised by the findings.
If you're not careful, L.A. traffic will make your head spin.
All right, let's go to some breaking news. A Sigler.
Eastbound 60 at the 71.
The 110 north.
The 10, the 110, the 210, the 5, the 605, the 710, the 90. This actually makes sense to people here.
Coming out of the Cuenca Pass with the backup onto the 170 south.
It has to make sense because if you ever want to get to work on time here, you have to be savvy. What am I saying? You have to be savvy to get anywhere on time, pretty much any time here.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Saturday is an extra rush hour.
For Mike Brown, it's avoid the freeways at all cost.
Google Maps, try to find the green spots and hop off and catch the streets where it's red.
At a gas station near the notorious 405 freeway in West L.A., Brown chuckles again, knowingly, when I tell him about the report showing L.A. has edged out Honolulu for the worst traffic in the U.S. The average commuter wasted about 60 hours stuck in traffic last year. Jim Brooks spends about 2 hours each day in his car, commuting 18 miles to and from his job.
Cell phone is my coping strategy. Talk on it, answer calls, return calls. Hands free.
LA has been trying to address its gridlock by sinking traffic lights and expanding its subway and light rail. Commuter Roland Hutcherson says it wouldn't be such a tough sell to get Angelenos out of their cars if the trains actually went more places. He's fed up.
The street traffic is one thing, but the freeway traffic is another. Up there on the freeways, it's crazy. It causes so much stress.
Silver lining to all that stress? The INRIX study says L.A. likely shot back to number one because the city's economy is improving. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.